ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়।
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 শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কান্টো 7 চ্যাপ্টার 5 টেক্সট 23 এন্ড 24 ট্রান্সলেশন
শ্রবণম কীর্তনম বিষ্ণু স্মরণম পাদ সেবনম অর্চনম বন্দনম দাস্যম সখ্যম আত্মনিবেদনম ইতি পুংসার্পিতা বিষ্ণু ভক্তিশ্চৈনবলক্ষণ ক্রিয়েত
ভগবত্যধা
তন্মন্যে ধীতমোত্তমম্।
Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, in other words, serving him with the body, mind and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Report: when Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father to say something from whatever he had learned, he considered that what he had learned from his spiritual master was the best of all teachings, whereas what he had learned about diplomacy from his material teachers, Shanda and Amarka, was useless. Bhakti parishanu bhavo virakti namyatra cha. This is the symptom of pure devotional service. A pure devotee is interested only in devotional service, not in material affairs. To execute devotional service, one should always engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna or Lord Vishnu. The process of temple worship is called archan. How to perform archan will be explained herein. One should have complete faith in the words of Krishna, who says that he is the great well-wishing friend of everyone. Suhridam sarva-bhutanam. The devotee considers Krishna the only friend. This is called Sakyam. Pungsa Pita Vishnu. The word Pungsa means by all living entities. There are no distinctions permitting only a man or only a Brahmana to offer devotional service to the Lord. Everyone can do so, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Striyo Vaishyas Tata Shudras Tipi Anti Param Gatim. Although women, Vaishyas, and Shudras are considered less intelligent, they can also become devotees and returned back to Godhead. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for understanding pure devotional service to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Vishnu and Krishna, there's no difference. Here we find also in this section, Prahlad Maharaj speaking of Krishna. You may think, how is that? Sometimes people ask, Krishna, he came later. But Krishna, he's always existing. Adopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishmiopisan prakatim svam adhishtaya samavami atmamaya. Krishna is adya, he is unborn, but he comes into this world by his own desire, atmamaya, according to his own energies. So, it's not that Ram is before Krishna or Krishna is before Ram. They're always existing, all the forms of the Lord, but sometimes some forms are manifest and some forms are not in this world. We find in this section, Prahlad Maharaj speaking to Hiranyakashipu, Natiyana Krishna Paratasvatova. He's saying that those who will not be inclined to Krishna. So when Prahlad Maharaj is speaking Vishnu, then he understands Krishna, Vishnu. And later he got the direct darshan of Lord Vishnu in the form of Nrisimhadev. Prahlad Maharaj is always remembered in connection with Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev is always remembered in connection with Prahlad Maharaj. It's like one time, Prabhupada was saying that Delhi means Tejas and Tejas means Delhi. Tejas was one devotee. Remember he was in Delhi? So, Tejas Das. He was in Delhi. And he was there for many years. So, Prabhupada said, Delhi means Tejas and Tejas means Delhi. When you think of preaching Krishna consciousness in Delhi, that means Tejas. And when you think of Tejas, that means Delhi. So in the same way, when you think of Nrsimhadev, then you must think of Prahlad Maharaj. When you think of Prahlad Maharaj, you must think of Krishna. At least for those devotees who are coming in the line of Krishna consciousness from Srila Prabhupada, same thing applies. When we think of Krishna, then automatically we think of Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was the one who gave us Krishna. We understand Krishna through Prabhupada. And when we think of Prabhupada, we think of Krishna, because Prabhupada was always engaged in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam, Vedanam. Prabhupada was always, especially speaking about Krishna, it's like a flow of the river from his mouth. It was always flowing, nectarian words about Krishna. Guru Mokka Padma Vakya. The words from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master are just like nectar, because they're in relationship with Krishna. So this is the point. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hearing and chanting should be about Vishnu, not about anybody else. The subject should be Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said. One time some devotees, they were expressing their appreciation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you actually have appreciation for me, if you actually have affection for me, then you do one thing. Jadi ama pratishneha thakai shabaka, tabi krishna veti rikta na gaibaya. He said, if you actually love me, jadi ama pratishneha, if you like me, then just do one thing. Only discuss Krishna. Don't speak of anything else. Tabi krishna veti rikta na gaibaya. Don't sing anything else. No cinema songs. Only Krishna. Then, ki bhojane, ki chayane, ki ba jagarane, ahar nishat chinta krishna valaha badam. Any situation. Whether you are eating, ki bhojane, ki shayane, whether you are going to sleep, ki ba jagarane, whether you are awake, whatever you are doing, ahar nisha, day, night, chinta Krishna, think of Krishna, vandana alavandana, think of Krishna, become his devotee, valoha badane, and chant his names. So this is the Krishna conscious movement. Krishna conscious movement is based on these principles only. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, arjanam vandanam dasyam, sakyam atmanivedanam. Complete Krishna-kendrik jiva. This means life centered on Krishna. Actually, Krishna is the center. Krishna is the center. We were reading the verse in Bhagavad Gita yesterday. Yatra yogeshvara Krishna, yatra partha dhanadhara, tatra shriya vijaya bhuti, dhruva nitir matir mama. Where there is Krishna and where there is Arjuna, there will certainly be opulence, victory, morality, dhruva nitir. And victory, all these things will be there. Definitely. So, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. We may ask, what does it mean? Where there is Krishna? Because Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. He is all pervading. He is in everyone's heart. He is in Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is in everyone's heart. So, why do we say, where Krishna is there, where Arjuna is there, all victory, opulence, morality, all good qualities will be there? Because Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere, but not everyone is remembering Krishna. Not everyone is seeing Krishna. They are seeing but not seeing. Pashyan api na pashyati. Seeing but not seeing. This is the power of Maya. By the power of Maya, even though one sees, he doesn't see. Sometimes because of desire. Because of a desire, one sees something or he missees. Just like Prabhupada gave that example. That's Bengali proverb. What is that? Kana chale nam padmalochan. The child whose eyes are not functioning properly, you call padmalochan, lotus eyed. Out of affection, the father gives the name padmalochan. Although his eyes, they're not functioning properly. Or, that example Prabhupada also gave, a man always sees his wife as beautiful. Even though in other people's estimation, she may not be very beautiful. But in the husband's eyes, he thinks very beautiful. And the donkey also thinks, female donkey, most beautiful donkey I ever saw. Queen of all donkeys, so beautiful. But this is the power of Maya. You see but you don't see. That example Yudhishthira Maharaj also gave when speaking to Yamaraj. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchantiha yamalayam sheshas thavara itchanti kimascharyamata. Daily So many living beings are going to the house of Yamaraj. They're dying. Those who are still left, those who haven't gone yet, they are thinking, let me stay here. I will remain. I'm making plans, 5-year plan, 10-year plan. I'll build a big building. I'll make a business empire. I'll do so many things. They're making so many plans. They don't see the obvious. They don't see what is obvious, that I won't be able to stay. My father died. My mother died. The dog died. The cat died. Everyone is dying, and here I am. I will remain forever. This is my... So, Krishna is everywhere, but we're not seeing Krishna. Why? Because of Maya. Nahang prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samanta mudho yangna vijanati. Those who are mura, fools, they don't see Krishna. Even though he is everywhere, lokamaham ajanam. Even though Krishna is everywhere, all pervading, undivided, he is the supreme. But people don't see him because they are covered by the curtain of Maya. Covered by the curtain of Maya means they don't want to see. Therefore, the curtain of Maya covers them. Krishna doesn't reveal himself to those who are envious of him. Krishna reveals himself to the devotees. So for the devotees, there will always be opulence, victory. So you may ask, what opulence? Devotees, that question comes in Bhagavatam. The devotees of Lord Shiva, they are generally seen to be quite opulent. But Lord Shiva himself sits naked under a tree. He's the master of the material energy. Durga, who is so powerful, Srishti Stiti Palai Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasi Bhuvana Vibharati Durga. She is so powerful that under her superintendence, creation, maintenance and destruction, the material, of course, that's ultimately affected by Vishnu. Chayeva, she is working as the shadow. But that's going on through her agency. Creation, maintenance, destruction of the material world. People are praying to her. Durga Puja, they have. They worship Durga. Dhanam Dehi, Yasham Dehi, Rupavati Bharyati. Give me this, give me that. Money, beautiful wife, name, fame. So Lord Shiva, he's the master of Durga. She's meant to serve him. So he can get all these things. Naturally she'll want to get, but he doesn't. He simply lives under a tree and chants Ram, 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 Ram. And his devotees, they seem to be opulent. And the devotees of Lord Vishnu, they generally seem to be not very opulent. Although Vishnu is Lakshmipati. Durga, she is giving opulence. How? Because she is the expansion of Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune. Everyone is praying. There's Dhara Lakshmi, Moksha Lakshmi, Gaja Lakshmi. So many different forms of Lakshmi, giving different benedictions. So Lord Narayan, he is the most opulent. There is no such thing as Daridra Narayan. Someone has invented the term Daridra Narayan. This is like saying a monster sparrow. It's a or a tiny elephant. It's a contradiction. A sparrow must be small, not monster size. And an elephant must be big, not tiny. There's no such thing. Only in the imagination. Or you can make some plastic elephant, this size. Just like on the altar we have cow, this size. But that's only represent not the real thing. So if we say Daridra Narayan, it's a contradiction, because Narayan means all opulence, all opulent. He is endowed with unlimited opulences, which are summarized in 6. All wealth, all strength, all fame, all knowledge, all beauty, all renunciation. So not Daridra. He is the most opulent. Everything belongs to him. Even if we say something belongs to me, actually everything belongs to him. So he's the most opulent, but his devotees are usually seen to be not very opulent. So it appears to be a contradiction. So what is the opulence of a devotee? Of course, he may be opulent, just like Yudhishthira Maharaj. He had to go through some difficulty, but he became opulent. Dhruva Maharaj, he became opulent. But the real opulence of a devotee is this. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pavasiyanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam. Opulence is that he's decorated with Krishna consciousness. He's decorated with all the qualities of a devotee because he's simply engaged in serving Krishna with no other desire. This is his opulence. A man who needs a big car, big house, lots of money to feel comfortable, he is a poor man because he needs so many things. He's not rich in himself. He feels uncomfortable unless he's surrounded by Stri Aishwarya Prajipsava. This is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Unless he's surrounded by, you see, these big aristocratic families, they like to have big apartments with so many, they like so many women all dressed in nice clothes. This is considered material success. So many people, they're motivated. I want to get ahead, get money. They work very hard. They feel incomplete without these things. But a devotee is actually opulent because wherever he goes, he feels complete. He doesn't even need any money. For the service of Krishna, he can use, but for himself, he doesn't feel incomplete. In any situation, he's happy. So he's actually opulent. He's because he's full in himself, simply by chanting the names of Krishna. He feels completely satisfied. That Prahlad Maharaj also said, when Nrisimhadeva offered him some benediction, because everyone comes to God, give me some benediction. So Nrisimhadeva, just to test Prahlad, he offered, now, what benediction would you want? Prahlad Maharaj was shocked. He, not exactly chastised, but he expressed his sorrow to Nrisimhadeva, that I did not worship you like a merchant, that I worshipped you, now I'm expecting. Ah, great. Nrisimhadeva is killed here in Hiranyakashipu. Now I can, with the blessings of God, I can enjoy the world. No. I worshipped you only for the sake of worshipping you, not for anything else. Then, what do you want? I don't need anything, because I'm fully satisfied. Simply by chanting your name, I'm fully satisfied. But, if I consider, there is one grief I have. Shocetato vimukacetas indriyatam maya sukaya bhagamudva to vimukha. That, those who are not your devotees, who don't have the opulence of Krishna consciousness, they are suffering, carrying the heavy burden of material life. So my sorrow is to see them unhappy. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is the example of an ideal Vaishnava, because he is trying to lift others up. Let them also be Krishna conscious, not simply satisfied by himself. He wants to see that others are also taking to Krishna consciousness. There's that other verse Prahlad Maharaj describes. Those who are simply satisfied doing their own little sadhana, whatever it may be. Monam charanti vijane, naparata nishta. They follow Monavrata. I won't speak to him. No, I won't be disturbed by him. Vijane, they stay alone. Monam charanti vijane, naparata nishta. They don't care about the deliverance of others. What is the interest of others? They are simply interested in swartha, my own interest, my own spiritual elevation. Of course, that is better than the total materialists, who, they are totally misguided. Nate vidu swartha gating hi vishnum, this Prahlad also says. They don't know that their real swartha, their real self-interest is to understand Vishnu, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. But when one has understood that his swartha, his real self-interest is Vishnu, then if he's actually in expanded Krishna consciousness, then he should be parartha nishtha. He should be interested in doing good to others. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, para upaka. Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amar agya guru hoya tara idash. What is that? Arati bhavati hoya mulisha janma ja. Janma shata kari karo para upaka. Especially those who are born in the land of India, he said. They should be interested in para upaka. Means upliftment of others, not simply on your own benefit. And how to do that? Wherever you go, wherever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. In this way, become a guru and deliver this land, deliver the land, wherever you may be. You should deliver the people by preaching Krishna consciousness. So this is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada was very deeply absorbed.